Good morning and welcome to Rabbi Sacks' Sunday morning shiur. In terms of business, if anybody's still interested in the Sacks' Sefer Chinuch, we're selling them here for $18. This morning shiur is being sponsored by Susan and David Rosenbaum and family in memory of Edda Chaya Bas Yehoshua and Moshe Aaron Ben Shlomo Yechiel of Hashalom. The Chavi Gadol of Sacks. Today's topic is Inyanei HaGadah.
The theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim, as you know, is not limited to the Lel Seder. It certainly occupies a prime importance in many mitzvot that we fulfill, including the daily obligation of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Mishnah tells us in Brachos what we cite during the course of the Haggadah, Laman Tizkar, Yetziam Seischa, Meretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yemei Chayecha. And we assume the halacha, the Shita of Ben Zoma, that Yemei Chayecha is Yamin, Kol Yemei Chayecha is a reference to Lelos. And therefore, a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim to acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us and to do so each day and every night as well. It's interesting that although the Rambam maintains that this indeed is a mitzvah in HaTorah, the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim independently in Minyan HaMitzvahs. And many are troubled as to this omission of the Rambam. One of the terutzim that Reb Chaim Brisker posed was the following, that we know that there is a mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The Gemara discusses in Brachos and Daf Chaf Aleph. Whether Kriya Shema is a mitzvah d'araisa, mitzvah d'rabbanan, is not simple. That's a machlokus in the Gemara between Shmuel and the Chachamim. We assume the halacha as the sheet of the Chachamim that Kriya Shema is a mitzvah min HaTorah. But yet, if I were to ask you, what exactly does that entail? What part of Kriya Shema is midaraisa? That is subject to several different possibilities in the Rishonim. The view, for example, of the Ramban and the Rashba is Pasuk Rishon. When a person affirms Yichud Hashem, the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, that is the fulfillment of the mitzvah in HaTorah Kriya Shema. Everything else is only Midrabanan. And the Kri Chadosh points out that Rashi Shita is that perhaps more is necessary, Parsha Rishona, the first Parsha of Kriya Shema. You recite the Pasuk of V'shachal Ha'uv Kumecha. All of that is part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And it would appear from Tosus that that is insufficient, because Rashi is bothered in the very beginning of Brachos, not Beis Amid Aleph. The practice in their time, as in our time, in many kehilos, they would daven Maariv early. And if that's true, how is it you fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? Rashi explains, you yotze with Kriya Shema Alamita. And Tosus asks many different questions, one of which is that, how much of Kriya Shema do you recite? The practice was only to recite the first Parsha, and Tosus maintains you will not fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema simply with Parsha Rishona. Kri Chadosh points out that apparently, according to Tosus, both Parshios of Kriya Shema are Daraisa. After all, even the second Parsha, the Kabbalah HaMitzvos, we recite the words of Vashach Vacha Uvkomecha, that also is part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Min HaTorah. So far, three different views. The first Pasuk, the first Parsha, both Parshios. If you look, however, in the Rambam seems to indicate that all three Parshios are Min HaTorah. The Rambam writes in the very beginning of Hilchos Kriya Shema, Hu Kriyas Gimel Parshios HaElu Al HaSeder Zuhi Nikris Kriya Shema. All three Parshios, that by definition is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It would appear from the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos, as well as in the very beginning of Hilchos Kriya Shema, that all three Parshios are necessary in order to fulfill the mitzvah in HaTorah of Shema. The obvious question then is the following. If that really is true, that all three Parshios are needed, how then do you understand what the Gemara tells us that last Parsha is part of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? The simple understanding of the Gemara is two Parshios are Kriya Shema, but the last Parsha is a separate mitzvah of the Laman Tizkor. So Chaim Brisker pointed out the following, that this is exactly the Rambam's view. The Rambam does not count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as an independent mitzvah. Why? Because the Rambam assumes that that is part of the obligation of Kabbalah Samachu Shamaim. And if the Rambam will define Kriya Shema in terms of all three Parshios, the Rambam is not going to count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim independently. Why is that true? If the mitzvah of Shema, if the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samachu Shamaim is Yichud Hashem, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, followed immediately by Asher Hotei Sicha, acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu as not only the Borei Olam, but also as the manhig, hamachadish betuva b'chol yam tamid, the one who took us out of Mitzrayim, that is essential for our fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shema, of Yichud Hashem. And precisely because the Rambam frames Kriya Shema as all three parshios, the Rambam does not acknowledge Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as an independent mitzvah. If this is so clear, as we'll discuss in the course of the Shir, that part of our Kabbalah Samalt Shamayim is recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Borei Manheg Yetzias Mitzrayim, then what is so special about the Lel Seder? After all, even on Lel Pesach, there is a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which one will fulfill when one recites the Kriya Shema. So now you come home, and now you have an additional mitzvah. This mitzvah, of course, termed not Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but rather one of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. What exactly is the uniqueness of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim at the Lel Seder? There are many differences, no doubt, between Zechira as opposed to Sipur. Zechira simply is a quick reference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. More obviously is necessary for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Torah describes the processes there of Shaila Uchuva, a series of questions and answers, responses necessary. Clearly the Torah insists that more is needed than simply a mere mention. We described in detail the Osos, Umosim, we described the Yad HaChazaka, the Zroa HaNetuya. That certainly is part of the mitzvah of Sipur. And the Gemara tells us that even the mitzvahs halayla, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, are not to be viewed independently, but that apparently is part of the obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. When Rabbi Gamliel says that Koshlam Shlosha Dvarim LePesach, Lo Yatzi Dei Chalasa, if you fail to expand upon the significance of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, you're not Yotzei. It's somewhat unclear from the Gemara, what is it that you're not Yotzei? If a person fails to acknowledge the significance of Matzah, he doesn't fulfill which mitzvah? The mitzvah of Matzah? The Rambam writes in Perek Vav Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Kafuhu, V'ocho Matzah Yotzah. If a person is forced to eat Matzah, and he eats it, the Rambam writes that mitzvahs, Ein Srichos Kavana, even without understanding its significance, without even having in mind that you're fulfilling the Tzivui Hashem, nonetheless, you fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah. The Rambam understood that dictum of Rabban Gamliel, that Lo Yotzei Chavasa, as a reference to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim requires that a person has to retell that experience, but above and beyond that, a person has to involve himself in the mitzvos halayla as well. In fact, the Gemara tells us in Sukkim Kufta Zayin of the following. Rabbi Yosef and Rav Sheshes were blind. And the Gemara comments that one who is blind is perhaps exempt from the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the Pasuk says, Ba'avur Zeh. When the Torah uses the term Zeh, it means pointing to something specific, something concrete that a person can readily perceive. When it comes, for example, to the menorah, that Rashi quotes the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu was somewhat perplexed as to the exact configuration of the menorah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu its image. Why? Because the Torah says, Zeh Miksha HaMenorah. Zeh means pointing to something very specific. Rashi writes that Moshe Rabbeinu was unsure as to exactly what coin it was of Matzis HaShekel, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Matbei HaShalesh. That's why the Pasuk says, Zeh Yitnu. The same drasha the Gemara has when it comes to a ben sora mora, b'neinu zeh, sora omera, zeh yamasa Hashem. Many different references that you find in Chazal, that the word zeh means something that you can readily perceive, something that you could see. And similarly, the Gemara says when it comes to Sipur, bavur zeh, summa potami lomar ha'agada. So the Gemara raises the following question. If that's true, how was it that Rabbi Yosef and Osheshes would fear they would leave their Seder? The Gemara assumes that for the Seder night we would rely on the principle of the Sugyan Sukkah of Lamechesav, Shomea Kaona. Not everyone recited the Seder individually, but just as in Kiddush, for example, one person could do so and others would be Yotzei, one person would recite the Haggadah and everyone was Yotzei through Shomea Kaona. If indeed they were exempt midaraisa from the mitzvah of Sipur, so therefore shouldn't we apply the principle in Rosh Hashanah Chatzes of Kol Mishena Mechuyev Adavar? In Amotzi Yisrael B'Yechav Asa, how is it possible for them to discharge the obligation of others? So the Gemara answers, Kosovar, that they were of the opinion, Matzah Bizman Hazeh Drabanan. That's the terrors of the Gemara. Sach Mekuv Tezayin Waveiz. Matzah bizman hazeh derabanan. Again, very difficult. Matzah bizman hazeh derabanan. The Gemara was not questioning the obligation of matzah. We don't apply shomer ka'ona to matzah, that one person will eat and everyone else will stare. Tosos has one day on Sachem and Atzei Testament Beis, you can apply shomer ka'ona to delicosos. Tosos has such a view, that one person, this place, Kiddush, and Mikra Hazin, if they drink, everyone in fact is Yotzim. Ei Shein Aleph, it's a mitzvah namuchar, that everyone should be toned on the Chabar rites. But Mikra Hadin, if one person makes Kiddush, one person drinks, that's sufficient. Tosos writes in one day that why should Dalet Kosos be any different than Kiddush? One person can go ahead and do so, and everyone else will be Yotzim, and that is sufficient. We, of course, assume lahalacha that is not the case. Dalet Kosos is not merely a mitzvah to be Koveya the Chelke HaSeder Al Hayayin, but more than that, it's a mitzvah shtia of drinking Dalet Kosos. That's what the Rambam emphasizes. And when it comes to a mitzvah of achila or shtia, you're obviously not going to apply a principle of Shomea Ka'one. So what does the Gemara mean to say that Matzah Bizman Hazez Drabanon? The Gemara was interested in Sipur. The simple understanding then of the Gemara, this is what Mabit points out in Kriya Sefer, is that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim requires Bavur Zeh, the Shah Sheish Matzah Umara Munachin Lefanecha. The simple understanding in the Haggadah is that simply is the time frame, the window during which one will fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur. As the Chumash Tedeshin writes, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Karm Pesach is only until Chatzos, and the same is true of the mitzvah of Matzah, the same is true when it comes to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It is during that time from Matzeis and Chatzos Halayla, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But the Gemara is telling us an even further chiddush, that the mitzvos Halayla are necessary, are critical, in order to fulfill the obligation of Sipur. So Karm Pesach we don't have. And the mitzvah of matzah also is not a mitzvah. The mitzvah of mar is not a mitzvah daraisa. The mitzvah of mar is only drabanan. So you don't have Pesach, you don't have marar. What if you were to assume that matzah bizman hazez drabanan, that it's not an independent mitzvah, but rather it's part of Karam Pesach similar to marar? That means min haTorah you wouldn't have Pesach, matzah, umarar. The Gemara assumes a great chiddush. That would mean that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim can only be drabanan, because the mitzvah of Sipur requires bavur zeh, the involvement, the fulfillment of mitzvos halayla as well. That obviously is unique when it comes to the Seder night, that experience of the mitzvos within the framework of the broader obligation of the mitzvah of Sipur. One of the unique elements of Sipur that distinguishes Lel Pesach from different nights of the year is the obligation of reciting halal. But almost everything that we know regarding Dinei HaHalal seem to be contradicted by Halal at the Seder night. Halal, normally speaking, is only recited by Yom and not Balayla. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Halal of Zeh HaYom Asah Hashem Nagiv Nismachavo, or the Pasuk of Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mavo. But clearly, Halal during the day, Halal is not at night, with the exception of Lel Seder, Halal Balayla. Halal, normally speaking, is always recited with a bracha, Halal Shalem, and yet the Ran quotes Rav Haigon, Sach Mekuv Tezayin, that Halal, of course, is recited the Seder without a bracha. And Halal normally is recited ba'amida, and here Halal is recited sitting the yeshiva. Halal normally, we are meticulous not to interrupt any isra of hefsek during the Halal, and somehow here we recite part of the Halal, and we break, and we go ahead and have our suda, and afterwards then we conclude the Halal. The Magen Avraham points out in Tavchavav that women are exempt from Halal. And all of a sudden at the Seder night, that's not true. Tulsa says explicitly in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches that women are obligated in Halal Lel Seder. There's no Gemara explicit that tells us that that's true, that women are obligated in Halal. But Tulsa has a fascinating raya. Tulsa writes that women are obligated in Dalar Kosas. That's what the Gemara writes in Sukkah Daf Kuf Ches, based on the principle of Afen Hayavo Sohanes. If women are obligated in Dalar Kosas, what does that mean? That's just when a person is concerned. You know, as the night goes on, right, they get very tired, they doze, they want to make sure, let's fulfill the mitzvahs right here and now. So at the beginning of the Seder, they drink four kosos. They fully fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. But no, because it's necessary that the Dalet Kosos have to correspond to the four parts of the Seder. You'll have Kiddush and Magid and Berachas HaMazon, the conclusion of Halal. It's necessary to be Koveya, each chelak haseder al hayayin, and that is part of the mitzvah of kosos. In fact, the Tosos they just mentioned, the Pesach Testament base. How does Tosos envision shomea ka'ona when it comes to dalet kosos? The answer is Tosos assumes that it's not a mitzvah of shtia. Just as Kiddush, We're koveya the Suda Shabbos al Hayayin. We establish the Suda Shabbos on a Kol Shobracha. The same thing as when it comes to the Chelke HaSeder, that Kiddush and Magid and Benching and Halal, all of that should be al HaKos. And therefore Tosu says, for Kviyas al Hayayin, you don't require individual drinking, but rather the principle of Shomei HaKon is sufficient. In fact, that's why Tosus assumes. If women are obligated in Dalakosis, and the mitzvah of Dalakosis is not merely a mitzvah of Shtir, but the mitzvah of Dalakosis is to establish that part of the Seder Al-Hayayin, could you argue that women are exempt from Hallel, but they're obligated in the Kos of Hallel? If they're obligated in Dalakosis, they must be obligated in the Ikar HaMitzvah as well. And that's Tosus's Raya, that women are obligated in Hallel at the Seder night, unlike all other times of the year, that women are exempt from Hallel. In fact, it's a fascinating Ha'ara. What is the Makar of Dalakosos? You know, in Yerushalmi and in Medrash, there are many different Makaras for Dalakosos. The most common is Rashbam quotes, the Arba Lashono Shel Geula. The Gemara never mentions the Makar for Dalakosos. It's a striking omission. The Gemara tells us so many details about Dalakosos, and never tells us its source. According to Tosos, one could argue as follows. You know why the Gemara doesn't quote the Makar of Dalakosos? Maybe there is no independent Makar of Dalakosos according to Tosus. Dalakosos just simply tells us that it's necessary to establish all of the parts of the Seder Al-Hayayin. There are four different parts of the Seder, and therefore there are four different Kosos. Not as an independent drasha of Dalakosos, but rather simply as the effect of being Koveh Chelke HaSeder Al-Hayayin, and in such a case, that is the number four, because of the parts of the Seder itself. In fact, our Cronin discussed, why is it that there's no bracha on the mitzvah of Dalakosos? Maybe according to Tosos, one could argue, no independent mitzvah of Dalakosos, but simply Kriyas Hayayin al Chelkei HaSeder. And that's why Tosos entertains the possibility, as mentioned, Shomei HaKona, and Tosos assumes it's clear that women must be obligated in all Chelkei HaSeder, otherwise how could they be obligated in Dalakosos based on the principle of Afein Hayo Boso Anesh? So Tosos comments that there's uniqueness to the Hallel at the Seder night. Women are obligated, even though normally speaking they are exempt. How do you understand this difference between this Hallel as opposed to other cases of Hallel? So if you look in the Ran, Kufta Zayin and Safin, the Ran quotes Rav Haigon with a magnificent distinction, but it requires some elaboration. Rav Haigon writes that there are two different types of Hallel. There is Hallel which is Bitoras Kriya, Kriya Sahallel, and there is Shira Sahalel. That is the Kiddush of Rav Haigon. Kriya Sahalel, Shira Sahalel. Kriya Sahalel is the Chiyuv year in and year out. Kriya Sahalel. Hallel B'toras Korin. That's the Lashon of Rav Haigon. And there is the Hallel, the Seder night, which is Hallel B'toras Omer Shira. And that's why there's so many differences in terms of this obligation of Hallel. What exactly does Rav Haigon mean? Kriya Sahalel, Shira Sahalel. Perhaps that can be explained with the following background. Is Hallel a mitzvah in HaTorah, or is Hallel merely a mitzvah d'Rabbanon? We generally assume Hallel is the mitzvah d'Rabbanon. That's the Rabban writes explicitly for Gimel Hilchos Chanukah, that Hallel is an obligation which is midivrei sofrim. The difficulty is the following. Is it so simple that Hallel is merely a mitzvah d'Rabbanon? There seems to be makoros min HaTorah to indicate that there is an obligation of reciting Hallel. The Yerushalmi tells us, for example, in Sotan, Perek Dalet, the following, that the Shira Sayam, the Oz Yashir, the Pasuk concludes, Vayomru Lemor. What does that word Lemor mean? Just simply Vayomru. Kla Yisrael saying Shira, saying Oz Yashir. What is Lemor? The Yerushalmi writes one word. Lemor means Lidoros. This is not the Horosha. This is what Bnei Yisrael happened to do during the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, but rather Lemor means that there's a mitzvah l'doros to recite Hallel. In fact, the Gemara Megillah Daf Yedad applies the Kal v'Chomer that if Bnei Yisrael sang Shira Me'avdus L'cheirus, so Me'nisa L'chaim L'koshkein, and the Gemara questions why is it that Hallel is not recited during the Yemei HaPurim. This is what the Medrash Rabba also writes, that whenever one experiences an ace, one is obligated to recite Hallel. Is Hallel Daraisa based on a Kavachomer, based on a Drush of Lamor, or is Hallel only a Din Dirabanan? Then it writes a beautiful Chiddush in Shiltos and Shilta Chavav that there's a marked difference between Hallel Bishasanes as opposed to the Hallel in subsequent years commemorating what happened previously. Hallel b'shasanes, as opposed to Hallel commemorating an earlier experience. The Hallel of commemoration, that is only a din d'rabbanan. When we recite Hallel on a particular yantif to acknowledge that this yantif has kedushas hayom, and we acknowledge what occurred on this yantif then, that is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. But the Shultos explains that b'shas b'israch heshnisa, at the moment that one experiences a nes, that is an obligation of Hallel, which is daraisa. That's the Rishami of Lamor. Just as Shiras Hayam, at the time of the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf, so too, that's what the Medrash Rabbah writes, the Eishetas El Nisim. At the moment that we experience a Nes, we're obligated to recite Hallel. In fact, the Gemara tells us on Shabbos, during the Nes of Hanukkah, that it was the great Nes of Pach HaShemen, Lashon HaGemara, Lashana Acheres, the next year, Kiva'um V'osum Yemei Hallel V'Hodah. The next year, Chazal instituted a mitzvah of reciting Hallel. Why the next year? What about that year? Why did they wait until the next year? Perhaps one could argue, according to the Shultos, very simply, that year, the year of the Nes of the Pach HaShemen, the Nes of the Nitzachon, that was a Hallel Daraisa, the Shasan Eis, the Hallel Lashon Acheres, that was the Takana Drabanon, that was a Takanas Chazal. The Netziv explains that's the marked difference. Hallel the Shasan Eis as opposed to Hallel, which you find at the moment of the Nes itself. Generally speaking, Hallel that we always recite is a Hallel of commemoration. Perhaps that's what Rav Haigon means, the formal Kriya Sahallel. The Hallel of the Torah Omer Shira, that is a Hallel which is B'Shasan Eis. And how do you understand that distinction? That is exactly the uniqueness of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. By definition, Zechira, day in and day out, means remembrance of the past. It's not that we are currently experiencing Yetzias Mitzrayim at all. We're recalling the events of the past. That is a mitzvah, Zechira. Is that all that we're obligated to do at the Seder night? Zechira? No, certainly not. There, the Haggadah tells us that b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam liros atzmo, kulu yatzim mitzrayim. And the Rambam emphasizes not liros but laharos, to demonstrate, that's part of the obligation of Sipur. And the Rambam adds, kulu yatzim ata, as if a person is leaving this moment, Eretz Mitzrayim. What exactly does it mean, mahalacha? That a person sees themselves as though this experience is currently unfolding. That perhaps is the chiddush, that this is Hallel, which is B'Shas HaNes. The Rambam, in fact, includes the obligation of Lahodos as part of the mitzvah, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvos Mekufnan Zayin, that the mitzvah Sipur includes this Hodah. The Gemara tells us that Joshua, you know, I'm Sachem Naflam Advav, that Lechem Oni is Lechem Sha'onim Alav Dvarim Harbei, the bread of recitation. What does that mean? Rashi writes, Sheh Gomrim Alav Esahalel. That's the Hallel that we recite. That's part of the Kiyum of Lechem Oni. This is not a separate mitzvah of Hallel that we commemorate year in and year out, but rather this is part of the obligation of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, part of the mitzvah of Lechem Oni, Lechem Sha'onim Alav Dvarim Harvei. In fact, we are Machmed on our rights to see to it that the Hallel as well is before Chatzos HaLayla. As mentioned, the Shema Fadesha, that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim must be during the Zman Achilas HaPesach. The Rama writes the same thing is true when it comes to Hallel as well. Hallel must be during that particular time. Hallel is part of the mitzvah Sipur. And what type of Hallel? A Hallel of Shira, as though one is experiencing the Nes at this particular moment. That is simply what we recite in the Gadla. B'chol dovar chayav al miyosas atzma. And then we continue, Lefichach, anachnu chayavim mahodos mahalel. That's the Lefichach. Were it not for this halacha, b'chol dor v'dor, we wouldn't be reciting Hallel at this moment. Hallel, b'toras kriyas ha-Hallel, is only bayom, it is never balayla. Hallel b'shas ha-Nes is b'shas ha-Nes. Whether the Nes was during the day, whether the Nes is during the night. The Hallel that we recite in this night is Hallel, which is b'shas ha-Nes. And the formal takana of reciting Hallel, there is a birchas ha-Mitzvah, a bracha. Hallel b'shas ha-Nes is spontaneous shira. When Klal Yisrael recited the Shira Sayam, so moved by the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's the Chiddush of Haigon. They didn't recite a bracha. Hallel b'Torah Shira does not entail a bracha. That's during the day, that's at night. Women are obligated in Hallel the Shasanes, Challah, which is a mitzvah say Shazman Grama, that women are exempt from, that even applies to Chanukah, even in Chanukah that we assume Alfei Horavos Sohanes, but that extends to Habakkuk Saneros. It doesn't apply, we assume, to Hallel. But this is a very different Hallel. This is a Hallel which is the Shas Hanes. And a person is obligated to recite this Hallel. This is not the Zman Grama. Women are obligated in this Hallel as part of the mitzvah of Sipri, Yetzias Mitzrayim. In fact, the Netziv has a beautiful comment in the Haggadah, that normally speaking, when a person experiences such an ace, about Srichim Lahodos, a person is obligated to give Hodah, it's appropriate to offer a Karban Toda. It's interesting, the Gemara comments in Brachos Tafnun Da'ad Mabeis, about Srichim Lahodos, and who are those four individuals? A Cholish Nisrape, or a person who crosses the Yamar, Holchemid Barrios, a person who is freed from Beis Hasurim, the Marshal writes, what is the model? It's Yes Mitzrayim. It's Yes Mitzrayim have all four of those elements. Holchemi Barios, those who cross the Yam, those who are Chavush, the Beis Asurim, and Cholish Nizrape, all were part of the experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Arbat Srichim Lahodos. And the Mashal explains that then it's no coincidence at all, that if Arbat Srichim Lahodos, based on Yitzias Mitzrayim, there are Dalav Lashonos of Geula and four Kosos as well. Each Kos corresponds to a Mechayiv of Hallel. This is the model of Hallel. Shira Sayam of Hayom Ruleimar, this is the obligation of reciting Hallel. The obligation of Arbat Srichim Lahodos. And therefore, Hodah is an inherent part of this experience. And it writes the following, the Sudas HaPesach. As the Seder night has many different elements to it. On the one hand, it is a Sudas Yantiv. In addition to Sudas Yantiv, it's an opportunity of fulfilling the Mitzvah Samayva, the Mitzvah, Pesach, Matzah, Marar. But in addition to Mitzvahs, in addition to Sudas Yantiv, it is also a Sudas Hodah of Arbat Srichim Lahodos. And how do you demonstrate that this is a Sudas Hodah? What better way to do so than to surround the meal by Hallel? You begin with Hallel, you conclude with Hallel, and someone will ask you, isn't this an unnecessary hefsek, an unnecessary interruption in the course of Hallel? The answer is that no, this is a min b'mino. This is a form of a Sudas Hodah, surrounded, embraced by the obligation, the recitation of Hallel. This is a Hallel de Shas Hanes, framed within the context of a Sudas Hodah. This is the uniqueness of the Hallel at the Seder night. In fact, Tosos comments, again, himself from Kufta Zayin, in the name of the Mechilta, that we refer to this type of Shira in two ways during the Haggadah. We recite V'nomar Lafanav Shira Chadasha, and then later V'nodelecha Shir Chadash. And the Mechilta asks, what is the difference between Shira Chadasha as opposed to Shir Chadash? How do you understand that distinction? The Mechilta writes the following. Lashon Nekeva, Shira Chadasha, is reminiscent of the moment of childbirth. That's what the Mechilta writes. It's a moment of great joy, but from the perspective of the mother, it's one which is also accompanied by Chevle Veda. So in some sense it's a balanced, a tempered experience. There is tsar, but also there is great simcha. From the perspective of the happy father, in such a case, you know, we try our best to empathize, but the Chevle Leiba, we don't experience firsthand. For us, it is something that represents Simcha without the firsthand experience of Sarah. So in the Chilta writes, when you refer to Simcha Lasid Lavo, Lashon Zacha, that is pure, pristine Simcha. When you refer to Simcha Bizman Hazeh, that is Lashon Akeva, that is balanced. The experience of the Lel Seder in Golos, that is a more balanced, a more temperate experience. We just recited yesterday, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, and immediately we add, what is that a reference to? Yom Shekulo Shabbos. How do you know that that's true? What's wrong with Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos? Why the Yom Shekulo Shabbos? Apparently, according to the Mechilta, because this is called a Shir, Mizmor Shir, as opposed to Shira, Shir is Lasivava. That means it's a reference to a Yom Shekulo Shabbos. So therefore, in the context of the Haggadah, V'noda Lecha Shir Chadosh is a Tzvima. A Tzvima that Be'ezras Hashem, Binyan Beis Hamikdash, there will be a time that the Seder will be a Shir Chadosh. Right now, what is this experience? Right now it is a Shira Chadasha. The Biskarav pointed out, Shira Chadasha in what sense? What sense is it a Shira Chadash? After all, the same Haggadah we're reciting now, we recited last year, the year before, the year before. The answer, Poshav Shad, is this is a Hala which is the Shas Hanes. This is a Hala B'chol Davar Achaya Bar Miros Asatzma. This is not the same Hala of last year, of the year before. This is a new commemoration, a new experience of the Nisim Niflos of the Yad Hashem, and therefore we refer to the current experience as being the Nomar Lefanav Shira Chadasha. That is not the Tfilah Sibava. That we relate later in the Bracha Asher Galanu V'Noda Lechash Shira Chadash. That is the Tfilah referring to the Geula Ha'asida. This is the uniqueness of the Lel Seder. Not merely to recall the experiences of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but in a clear sense, Lahalacha, to re-experience these events as though they're unfolding before us. And as difficult it is to be able to eat the proper Shiurim of Matz and Mar and Dalekosos, but also a difficult experience literally to see oneself as the Haggadah and the Ramban emphasizes Ki ilu hu yatsa ata minitzrayim. What is so special about the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why is that so critical? It occupies a position of Ikari Amuna. As mentioned, the Rambam writes, the first four principles of faith is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Borei Umanhig. It's not enough to believe in Hashem simply as the Borei Olam, but HaMechadesh B'tuvo B'choyam Tamid, and that we point to Yetzias Mitzrayim, a basis of so many mitzvahs, not simply those unique to the Seder night, but as we mentioned, an obligation of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And according to that view of the Rambam, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of Yichud Hashem. It's part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, part of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemaim. What is so unique about Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and these events, that this is part of our experience of Yichud Hashem? I've often cited the Ramban in the very end of Parshas Bo, where the Ramban tells us that why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed these Nisim in Yetzias Mitzrayim? Was it merely for the moment, for that experience alone? The Ramban writes that certainly not. The Minanisim HaGedolim HaMafursamim on the Mode of the Nisim HaNistarim. When one experiences these events of a Nes Nigle, it hones one vision to appreciate that everything in life, even Nisim Nistarim, that also is a direct result of the Yad Hashem. Umin HaNisim HaGdolim HaMafursanim HaDamodim HaNisim HaNistarim. And Rabban continues, Shezeh Yisod HaTorah Kula. That's the foundation of all the Torahs Hashem. She'ein La'odam Chelet B'Torahs Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rabban uses such extreme language. A person doesn't have a share in the Torah Hashem. Ad shenamin b'chol mikreinu udvareinu kulo nisim, ein bolam teva min hagol shlomim ben yachid ben rabim. A person doesn't have a share in the Torah Hashem unless you believe that there is no such thing, the Ramban writes, as a natural process. Everything is a result of the Yad Hashem. Some nisim, Kadosh Baruch Hu performs with such regularity that we view it although almost as if it is not a nes at all. When the sun rises and the sun sets, we consider it to be a natural occurrence. The Ramban writes that no, that's a great nes. And once in a while, Kadosh Baruch Hu will perform, right, the types of nisim gluyim, simply to hone our vision to appreciate nisim hanistarim. The very word nes has a dual connotation. Nes is understood as being a nes hupela, something which is wondrous, alanisim v'alniflaos, but nes also is kimso nes, v'son nes v'kafes galioseinu. A nes is a banner, it's a flag, meaning that it's a signal to us. The nes is not merely significant for the here and now, but rather it trains us to experience everything in life as being a direct result of the Yad Hashem. Ramban writes that that is what is so unique about the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Rashi Weiss once mentioned the following mashal, that the child asked at the Seder night, that what is so special about Kriyas Yamsuf? After all, for you and I, to split a sea is something which is supernatural. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do so. If you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yam, so for the creator of the Yam somehow to shift its flow, so why is that considered to be such a miraculous event? And he answered with the following mashal, that imagine that there was a sculptor who was able to go in and to sculpt the magnificent image. And he made, right, an image of a horse. In order to see that how it would be that people would respond to his beautiful creations, he takes this horse and he pedals this pestle, the sculpture, into the Rishus HaRabim, and he stands at the corner, and he waits to see the passers-by that obviously would take notice of his beautiful creation. And they don't do so. Right? Everyone walks back and forth without batting an eye at the beautiful sculpture that he has formed. And he comes home somewhat dejected, and he tells the members of his family that, you know, that no one noticed my beautiful creation. And they immediately answered, you know why? It was so magnificent that people thought that it was an actual horse. And people don't stop simply to look at every horse that you find in the street. So he said, what do you expect me to do? You expect me to make something which is obviously flawed, which looks as though that it is purely artificial, a man-made creation, in order that people should realize that this is not a horse, this is something which is a pestle. And the advice they gave was the following. Imagine if you were to split that horse in half. If you were to go in Rosh Hashanah with half a horse here and half a horse there, and you were to stand in the middle, then everyone would stop and take notice and realize the beauty of that creation. The point of the mashal was this obvious one, and that is that, you know, it should not require a Kriyas Yam Suf for us to realize the beauty of the Nisim HaNisgarim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam writes that true Avas Hashem means that a person can look into the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that which is almost routine and see that as being a vehicle toward Kabbalah Samalchu Shamayim. Unfortunately, sometimes that we take the natural occurrences for granted to the extent that it takes something which is miraculous, a Kriyas Yam Suf, a splitting of the sea, in order to hone our vision to realize that yes, that this is only flows habari. But if indeed the perspective was an appropriate one, as the Ramban writes, it wouldn't require a nes nigla. We'd be able to recognize the Yad Hashem in everything that occurs. The Navi describes that Lasidlava, the land will be Malei Deah Hashem, Kemayim Liyam Nechasim. No, everyone will recognize the Yad Hashem even when the water flows its natural course without a Kriyas Yam Suf. Even in the natural course of events, a person can recognize the Yad Hashem. This, the Ramban points out, is a difficult challenge of experiencing these Nisim. Nisim Gluim are obvious. Nisim Nistarim that are more subtle, that requires, right, the proper vision, a proper sense of perspective. That's the key. The difference between a Nes Nigla as opposed to a Nes Nistar is a sense of breadth or a sense of perspective. To recognize a Nes Nigla, you don't require context. A person sees Kriyas Yam Suf without knowing who, what, or where, you know that this is a Nes Nigla. When a person experiences Nisim Nistarim, sometimes context is necessary. When it comes to Purim, Purim commemorates Nisim HaNistarim, as we've mentioned in the past. A person can somehow reach Sukkim in the Megillah, right, without recognizing the Yad Hashem. The Shem Hashem isn't found, and one could justify this particular experience as being something that was random, that something was not the result of Hashkachas Hashem. When you read the Megillah from beginning to end, so then no doubt, then you see the Hashkachas Hashem. This Pasuk, one perhaps could argue, you know, this happened routinely. You see, as the story unfolds from beginning to end, isn't that obvious? When a person has a sense of breadth, a sense of perspective, then you can appreciate the Yad Hashem even in Nisim HaNistarim as well. Perhaps Lahalocha, that's why it's necessary. It's part of Pursuman Isa. In Tavkuf Tzadi, that a person is obligated to be Poreis HaMegillah Ki Igeres. When you read the Megillah, you can't just read what's in front of you. You have to open the Megillah with a certain sense of breadth to realize that this also is a result of Hashkachas Hashem. Nes Nigla doesn't require, but Nisim Nistarim requires, as the Ramban writes, a sense of Amunah, a sense of Bitachon, that concept of breadth and perspective. In fact, the Gemara writes in Megillah and Davav that when you experience a leap year, there are two options for Kriyas HaMegillah. One could envision celebrating Purim during Adar Aleph, or one could celebrate Purim as a leap year during Adar Beis, during Adar Sheni. The Gemara says, doesn't it make sense to read the Megillah and Adar Rishon? After all, don't we have a principle, Ein Mavirin Amitzos? We try to fulfill a mitzvah at the first opportune moment, the first time one could do so. And yet we don't, Lahalacha. We sacrifice Ein Mavirin Amitzos. Why? Why do we wait until Adar Sheni? The Gemara writes that Nismach Geula LeGeula Adif, because the ideal is to narrow the gap between Pesach and Purim. What is so significant about narrowing that gap Pashuk Shat at Ramban. Umin hanisim hadolim amafursamim ademod debenisim hanistarim. When you recognize the link between Pesach and Purim, undoubtedly, then you'll be able to appreciate the nisim hanistarim that Purim represents. And Hanukkah, it wasn't sufficient that there was a nes of the Melchama. There was a need for a nes of a Pach HaShemen. But the reason for the nes of the Pach HaShemen was not merely because of that nes, in order to give rise to a mitzvah halakha saneros. The reason for that mitzvah was Mehanisim Hagdon Hamafursamim. When you recognize the nes of the Pach HaShemen, it's going to place a very different perspective and understanding on the nes of the Melchama. Because the nes of the Melchama one could perhaps justify as being simply a natural occurrence, but you're going to get stuck if you try to view the nes of the Pach HaShemen in that light. And once you recognize that on those very days there was the nes of the Pach HaShemen, it is much easier to now understand the nes of the Melchama, even though that one could have dismissed that as being something that was a natural occurrence. The uniqueness then of Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. And part of Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim means we recognize that whether something is a Neis Nigla, a Neis Nistar, everything is a result of Hashkachas Hashem. And as the Gemara tells us in Brachos, and Daf Samach, the Komat, the David, the Achmana, the Tav of it, that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is considered to be resolved. With a certain limited perspective, we don't view things that way, no? We're so used to seeing things as they appear, the here and now, immediately before us. How many times in life did we experience something that we thought was, right, a wonderful Hatzalah, only to find out a little bit later that it wasn't all it was meant to be, and it was something that was a step backwards, not a step forward. And how many times in life do you experience something that seems to be Yisurim or Etzara, order to see later in life why that redirection was so important? And that's the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim. When one thinks of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shibud in Golo seems to be a crushing Etzara. But yet, when you view it in context of Bris Barabasarim, Galvad Avinu Masambami Hashana, as a necessary tool, as a vehicle to give rise to Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kabbalah Satara, the need for Klal Yisrael to appreciate Avdus in order to become an Eved Hashem, you can't look back at the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim as being an Esara. But the Salevi writes that part of the Hallel that we recite at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not merely on the Cheres, but rather it's also on the experience of the Avdus as well. Because when you see the Gilui Shechina, our unique relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that emanated from Yetzias Mitzrayim, you see why all these events were indeed necessary. Sometimes that means, in order to understand properly Kabbalah Samach Shamayim, a person has to somehow ignore that which is immediately before him. We immediately rush to judgment and think something is good, something is bad, but the lesson of Kabbalah Samach Shamayim Yetzias Mitzrayim tells us that greater breadth and greater perspective, in fact, is necessary. The Kreuzenberger Rebbe once explained that why is it that you cover your eyes? What the Gemara tells us in Brachos Nafid Gimel, when you recite Kriya Shema. So, of course, the simple understanding is that intensifies one Kavana Saleh. But he maintained that now, additionally, in order to properly be Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, a person has to close their eyes to what is before them. A person will rush to judgment if they merely judge something on the surface, what they see. A rush to judgment and assume that this is good, this is not, this is an Esara, this is a Yeshua. Part of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim means recognition that everything is a result of Hashkachas Hashem. And Kol Ma Da'Ovid Rachman L'Tavavid. And sometimes, as some sofer writes, V'Ris Esachorai, Ufanei Lo Yirol. We don't see here and now how this is a result of Hashkacha, but yet in time we look back and we see that why it is that everything was necessary in order for that great sense of Gilui Shechina to unfold. You know, in Chumash itself you also find in Parshas Vayigash, the covering of the eyes, that all of a sudden Yaakov, you know, is told that you have to go to Mitzrayim. The dream of Yaakov, you know, was to remain in Eretz Yisrael, and at the end of his life he is sent into Golos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comforts Yaakov, you know, telling him that Al Tered Merda Mitzrayim, don't be afraid, you're going to go into Golos once again. And here the Pasuk says, V'yosef, Yashis Yado Alinecha. Yosef HaTzadik will cover your eyes. What exactly is the imagery of Yosef covering the eyes of Yaakov? You know, perhaps that's exactly this point. That, you know, going into Golos seems to be such an Esara, but no, this experience in Golos is going to be part of the Schalta de Geula. It's not something you're going to see here and now. It's not something you're going to see, Yaakov, you know, even in your lifetime. But rather, in the broader experience, in the course of events, you'll recognize that this is considered to be Hashkachas Hashem. It means closing one's eyes to that sense of immediacy and recognizing the broader perspective of Hashkachas Avorei. This is part of our uniqueness. The Maharal writes in Gurus Hashem that you know why the Beis HaMikdash, in the second Beis HaMikdash, Bayis Sheni, lacks so much of the splendor of Bayis Rishon? The Gemara tells us, Nimud HaChapalot, that so many things were missing during that particular time. Maharal writes the following, because the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash will correspond to the Tzara and the sacrifice of Knesset Yisrael in Golos. The first Beis HaMikdash was built after centuries, right, of Golos. And therefore, the splendor of the Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash, which he argues, well, a beautiful Chiddush, which was built merely after Golos Bavel, a 70-year period of Golos, had to fail compared to that type of redemption of that Beis HaMikdash after the Shibud Mitzrayim and the ultimate entry into Eretz Yisrael. And Maral tells us, if that is true, that there is that sense of a mita connected mita, I got it, that Rabbi Kiv explains in the very end of Maseches Makos, the link of Golos as being Matzmiach Yeshua, as being a Yischalta de Geula. So then imagine the Beis HaMikdash that we await in Hera V'Yameinu, that after the experience of the Shibud Golos, that Knesset Yisrael has survived and even thrived during Galus, the Chasdei Hashem, imagine the splendor of the ultimate Binyan Beis HaMikdash. This is part of our recitation of Hallel. If we recite Hallel, Ocha Ki Ani Sani, as the Beis HaLevi writes, not merely for the Hatzalah, but also as Rabbi Akiva tells us, we're Moda and Mizvada to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we recognize the Yad Hashem, we're thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for every occurrence, even if somehow in the immediate sense it is not that which we can so easily recognize as being that which is Matzmiach Yeshua. This also mentions the name of the Chilta. Our experience currently is one of a Shira Chadash, of the Yetwar Mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that our current experience of Pesach, which is somewhat tempered, an experience of Chirus, but recognizing that we live in times of Golos, should be one Bezras Hashem, which will culminate in the Nod Elecha Shir Chadash, an opportunity to fulfill all the mitzvos HaSeder B'Shleimusa, an opportunity for everyone to be able to recognize the Yad Hashem through Nisim Guyim K'mayim Liyam Mechassim.
Once again, anyone interested in Rav Saxon's